Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Hello and welcome to the ID the Future podcast. This is Casey Luskin broadcasting with Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture from Seattle, Washington. We have on our show with us today Dave Eden, an alumnus of Iowa State University, who is also a very strong supporter of Guillermo Gonzalez and has actually created an organization with a website to help raise money for Dr. Gonzalez's research. The website is freegonzalez.com. That's freegonzalez.com. And we have Mr. Eden on the show with us today to talk about Dr. Gonzalez's case and why he created freegonzalez.com. So, Mr. Eden, thank you very much for being on the show with us today.
Well, thank you, Casey. It's great to be able to talk to you.
Well, first off, what is the purpose of freegonzalez.com?
Well, I think there are probably two main purposes. And by the way, you don't want to credit just me with this idea. It actually grew out of a meeting with several ISU alumni that saw Dr. Gonzalez's appeals go the wrong way at Iowa State. That's really where this organization came from. So it was many alumni, not just myself. The purpose for the website is really twofold. One is to educate people on the facts around this case. It's just amazing to me, having graduated from Iowa State, a school that, like most schools, claims to embrace diversity of thought and academic freedom. And when you see a very talented, very qualified person be turned away for such intolerant reasons as his personal convictions don't agree with those of people in his department, it had nothing to do with his scientific achievement. Telling that story, I think, is very important. The second reason for the site is, having been rejected by the public university system and blackballed, he's cut off from funding. The tax-funded sources from science are pretty inaccessible to somebody that's been blackballed by the science establishment inside the universities. And so we're offering an opportunity for people to actually donate money directly to his scientific work. What a rare and privileged opportunity that is, by the way.
Well, this is really wonderful what you've done, Mr. Eden, creating this website, freegonzalez.com. Many of our listeners probably know exactly what we're talking about right now. This is the case of Guillermo Gonzalez, an assistant professor of astronomy at Iowa State University, who was denied tenure last year with his appeal coming this year. And he believed that his tenure was denied not because of his scientific accomplishments, but because he is a proponent of intelligent design. And as the facts came out in the situation and in this case, it turns out that there was a lot of intolerance towards intelligent design going on in his department, and that in some cases, people even said that they wanted him out of the department because he supported intelligent design. And I think it's very clear that given his very impressive scientific accomplishments, that there was a lot more going on in his tenure evaluations than merely looking at his reputation and whether he deserved tenure, objectively speaking, because I think it's clear that he did. So, Mr. Eden, you are trying to help Guillermo Gonzalez. As you say, he has been blackballed now, and basically, who wants to touch someone who supports intelligent design? Apparently nobody at Iowa State University does, much less the people who pull the purse strings funding scientific research in this country now. So I think it's very wonderful you've set up this website, freegonzalez.com, where people who support Dr. Gonzalez's research can actually go in and donate money to support his research. So maybe we should actually talk a little bit about what is the research that your website is supporting that Dr. Gonzalez does.
Well, one of the areas I think is very interesting to everyone is research involved with how unique might our planet be. Are there, in fact, millions of other Earths out in the universe? And are there other planets that could support life just like the Earth can? And that kind of research, I think, is very interesting just to normal people. And if you take a look at the scientific papers that Dr. Gonzalez has written, and if you take since he was hired at Iowa State in 2001, and you look at the normalized citation count for all the astronomers in his department, he exceeds the normalized citation count for everyone in his department for that time period. And that's, of course, the time period they looked at when considering him for tenure. That's the department head and the head of all the other people that have been there at the department longer than him. So I think when people find that information out there, they're pretty shocked.
Mm, I agree. And what's very interesting, I think, for people to learn is that in these areas of normalized citation count and normalized publication count, Dr. Gonzalez actually exceeded all of the tenured ISU astronomers that voted against his tenure. And I think it just makes it very clear that there was a lot more going on here than merely evaluating his scientific accomplishments. Can you just tell us then, what do you think is the most compelling part of Dr. Gonzalez's story in this case?
I think the most compelling thing is the fact that if you just consider the criteria that Iowa State has published for tenure, and that's publicly available, it's on the website, it's in the faculty handbook that's used for all faculty at Iowa State. There's three criteria listed there. One is you have to have a certain number of papers published, peer-reviewed scientific papers. He exceeds that by over three times. You have to be competent as a teacher. Not only is he competent as a teacher, in fact, one of the textbooks for undergraduate astronomy he co-authored. And the other areas, you have to show some kind of impact on your field. And clearly, as we've been talking about the number of papers and the impact his papers have had, he hits it out of the park in that criteria as well. So the amazing thing is when you employ someone and you publish requirements and say, meet these standards, and that's what is required to become tenured, there's an unpublished standard, obviously, that's one that's not disclosed, and that is your personal convictions, your viewpoint that has really nothing to do with academics. And that is just, I think, shocking to a lot of people.
Now, and how do you see the attacks on Dr. Gonzalez as relating to the larger issue of intelligent design in academia as a whole?
Well, one of the things I think that is important for people to do is to take a big picture look at this whole discussion of, is it really science to approach scientific data with an assumption, a presumption of design? And unfortunately, I think a lot of people, because of their lack of understanding of what science is about, where it came from, they start to agree with the claim that you can't approach science from a assumption of you're looking at something that's been designed. And all you have to do is go study on the history. You'll find that Kepler and Galileo, two of the pioneers in this specific field, approached that study from a assumption of design. If you look at Isaac Newton, for example, one of the founders of the scientific areas where everybody's standing on his shoulders, one of his famous quotes is, "This most beautiful system of the sun, planets, and comets could only proceed from the counsel and dominion of an intelligent and powerful being." So Sir Isaac Newton, that came up with Newtonian physics, was an intelligent design perspective. Galileo, when he published his dialogue on the two principal systems of the world in 1632, immediately was summoned before the Inquisition by the Catholic Church. Well, it was the Lutherans that actually encouraged his work and even financially underwrote the publication of his work.
Really?
That is pretty surprising to people that that persecution was going on, you know, through the Inquisition. And that persecution today is being carried out right in front of our eyes on somebody like Guillermo Gonzalez.
So why is it important that people go to freegonzalez.com and support Dr. Gonzalez's research?
There's a couple of things I think that are, one thing people are surprised at is once you are denied tenure at a public university, there's kind of an unwritten rule that you are also being denied tenure at other public universities. Dr. Gonzalez has sent his resume out to many other public universities. Not a phone call, not an email, not one word back from somebody with this level of accomplishment. That's very clear that there's a unwritten blackball policy out there. So he's cut off from the funding mechanisms that allow for scientific research to be funded. Much of that comes through tax-funded research institutions, which you and I fund through our taxes. And if you aren't with a public university, you're cut off from those sources. It's very difficult to get any kind of funding that way. So that's the bad news. The good news is the type of research Dr. Gonzalez does. He doesn't need millions of dollars to make tremendous progress. He needs very small amounts. Hundreds of thousands of dollars will enable him to continue to make tremendous progress in his work. And so being able to get that funding from private sources, just like Galileo, Copernicus, they were funded through private means. They were cut off from funding from a lot of the established funding sources. And incredibly, here we are today doing the same thing.
Would Isaac Newton get tenure today at Iowa State University?
Based on the criteria that Iowa State uses, absolutely not. In fact, Galileo, Kepler, Copernicus, I could go on and on and on. They would be completely expelled. In fact, one of the just really hypocritical things is Iowa State constantly celebrates one of their alumni is George Washington Carver. In fact, one of the largest buildings on campus is Carver Hall. Go in the middle of campus, you'll see a large bronze statue of George Washington Carver. He's featured on the Iowa State website. So you constantly get inundated with George Washington Carver. Well, the guy was a devoted, devout Christian before he came to Iowa State to study. And if you look at his writings, he is gaining his insight and his perspective from a design standpoint. And he made all that tremendous progress and pointed his research towards making products like peanut products more valuable. He was doing that out of his Christian desire to help the South, which was, you know, suffering tremendously. So his motivation, his insights into science were all driven by these same perspectives that Guillermo Gonzalez has. And so here's another amazing thing. I don't think that George Washington Carver could be tenured at Iowa State today.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's incredible. Well, Mr. Eden, this is really wonderful work that you're doing. I think that this is very important to get this issue out. I think that right now, because of this movie Expelled that's coming out, the public's consciousness is really being raised on the fact that Darwin skeptics and proponents of intelligent design are facing persecution on university campuses, and you're doing quite a bit to help people to become aware of this fact. I want to close this out with just a question. What does Dr. Gonzalez's future look like right now, and how is FreeGonzalez.com going to play a role in that?
Well, I think Dr. Gonzalez's research, because he uses publicly available sources for a lot of his data, and he doesn't need a big army of research assistants, he doesn't need a large lab, I think the potential for private funding to allow his work to continue is very high. The alumni that I worked with to develop this organization, we're convinced there's a lot of people out there, there's enough people that say, I would like to continue to fund a great scientist, especially because he's been cut off from the public sources of funding. And so I think the possibility is great that we're going to be able to raise enough funding that he can continue his work. And I think one of the things that does is prove, again, that not only was he worthy of being tenured at Iowa State, he would have been a tremendous asset and a tremendous positive influence in the department at Iowa State. I think science is much richer when people from both sides of those perspectives are allowed to come to that science table and have insights that that unique perspective gives them. If you only allow people with one perspective to show up, you're going to end up not making the progress that we really should be making.
Yes, that's very, very true. Well, I think that we wish the best to Dr. Gonzalez. We wish the best to Iowa State University and hope that maybe they can learn from this mistake they've made and that they will be able to have a more open atmosphere of intellectual tolerance for proponents of intelligent design. And we wish the best to you, Mr. Dave Eden. Thank you for what you've done creating this website, FreeGonzalez.com, to support the research of Dr. Guillermo Gonzalez. I want to note that if you go to that website and make a donation, the donation actually does go to the Discovery Institute, where Dr. Gonzalez is a senior fellow. However, donations made on that website will be going to a special fund specifically for Dr. Gonzalez's research. Discovery Institute has just provided the internet mechanisms to allow people to make those donations and the nonprofit mechanism to make the donations as a nonprofit deductible donation. So thank you very much, Mr. Dave Eden, for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Casey. It was my pleasure.
Well, this is Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast. Go to freegonzalez.com. You can learn about what has happened to Dr. Guillermo Gonzalez. You can learn about why he needs funding for his research, and you can learn about this entire episode of persecution he experienced at Iowa State University. So go there again, freegonzales.com, and if you are able and willing, help out Dr. Guillermo Gonzalez to make sure that his research can continue to go on. This is Casey Luskin with the ID of the Future podcast. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.